The program in Maine that Wisconsin lawmakers are eyeing forces drug makers to cut prescription drug prices and indirectly subsidize prescriptions for those who can't afford it. Wisconsin and eight other states have considered emulating the plan, but it's being challenged in court. Marjorie Powell is a spokesperson with the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. They're suing to stop the program. She says the plan puts the government in charge of health care decisions.
We think that Medicaid patients should have the decisions about which drugs they take made by their doctors, not by a state administrator.
Powell says drug company representatives will be in Wisconsin next month. They'll be urging state lawmakers to pressure Congress to pass an expanded Medicare drug benefit. She says that would help the state's bottom line.
One, it would cover prescription drugs for seniors and the disabled. Two, it would relieve the state Medicaid budgets of the drug costs for all of those seniors who are poor enough to be on Medicaid, because the federal government, through Medicare, would be paying their drug costs rather than splitting it with the states in Medicaid.
Powell adds that Wisconsin should consider adopting a central clearinghouse to help the elderly take advantage of drug company discount programs. A similar program is used in South Dakota, and Powell says the state-administered program has saved millions of dollars in drug expenses. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.